So first, take me. Let's go back to recruiting. So your dad played at Oklahoma, right? Your brother at Arkansas. So, you know, college football's always been around your life. Did your dad play his high school ball in Little Rock?
Little Rock. Okay. Same high school I went to.
Same one. Okay. Same, so you guys were Parkview. So you grow up around college football. You've always been thinking, I'm going to play college football. Like, what was it about Illinois? Like, let's start with that process.
I mean, the process was really, I mean, I was always an undersized player, you know, but really my process was going through playing fullback and defensive tackle, having schools look at me as a fullback also. But I mean, really it was just Coach Ferrer giving me the opportunity to come up here and being coached by a, you know, a coach with that caliber.
Sure.
And playing under Coach Smith's defense. He kept telling me, showing me players like Warren Sapp and players like that with my stature, doing things at
that
level, you know, that I'm trying, that I was trying to get at. So really, you know, when we were talking about that with my parents, he was like, he's been there before, he knows what he's doing. Really, as my pops, that was a big thing for him. Like, he was like, oh yeah, Illinois wanted you to come up there or whatever. I was like, yeah, and I was telling the coach, I was like, yeah, it's Coach Fair. You know, his mentor is, you know, Ron Marinelli and all that. I was like, oh yeah, he knows
he's
the deal, or whatever. So that was really just a big seller.
Yeah.
For me, really, like, I know what I want to go to.
And I remember your brother looked here before picking Arkansas.
Did
he come close to joining you? Did he, like, I want to do my own thing? Or
he really wants to do his own thing.
Yeah.
And I couldn't blame him for it.
I get it.
You know, when we were in high school, he was under my spotlight.
Uh-huh.
You know, he went to his own high school for a year to play wide receiver.
Uh-huh.
You know, they wanted him to play quarterback over here. He
wanted
to play wide receiver, and Arkansas wanted to play wide receiver too, so he took that shot.
So what do your parents do on a Saturday then? If you got a game and he's got a game, and
it's split up.
Yeah?
It's split up. You walk in the house, they have a schedule that says, Mom going to this game, Dad going to this game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my dad's going to be at the first two games, games this year.
Uh-huh.
My mom's going to the first two games with my brother, so they just going to split it up.
Uh-huh.
And maybe, you know, by week, they'll both come watch me play, and that's just how they're going to have to do it.
So when you were born, was your dad still in the NFL?
Just retired.
He had just retired. Okay, so you didn't grow up with that life of dad traveling around and being at games and that type of thing. I guess neither did your younger brother. So, so junior now, you know, there's no seniors on the defensive line. It's all, you know, juniors and sophomores. You feel like a leadership role on this team?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been like it's a leadership role every single day. I mean, just coming out here and doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I mean, the coach tells me, he looks at me having reps since I was a freshman, and saying that, telling the freshmen in the room, like, you know, they got to look up to me because I've played big games in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like just with that weight on my shoulder, I mean, I got to bring it every day, and I feel like I have something to prove to myself. And just bringing these guys along, we got a good group of guys that we got that came in with Calvin and Artis. So,
yeah.
I mean, just bringing them along, I feel like we can reach a ceiling that we haven't reached the last 2 years and be dangerous, especially in the interior.
Did you surprise yourself to, you know, as a true freshman, suddenly you're starting a few games? And, like, did you expect that? I mean, did you hold that coming in? Like, I think I can get on the field early?
I mean, I feel like I can get on the field early. You know, it really wasn't coming in starting with my mindset. It was just coming in, learning, and, you know, giving everything I got. And I feel like I was going to utilize what I do, and that's just a high motor player.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like, I mean, that caught the coach's attention, me just giving my effort and giving everything I got.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, eventually it just led me to starting. But, I mean, coming in, I mean, with players like Bane and playing under Trump and players like that,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it really helped me out a lot, watching how they practice and sneak practice every single day, physical, full speed, knocking somebody off every single day, not taking any breaks. I mean, it's just something that got me to the point now where I know I have to play at that level so the players under me can see me do that and keep it up.
And was it like that growing up? Like, was it intense like that? Like, when your brother and you would, you know, play football in the backyard? I mean, did you grow up around that kind of thing?
Man, it was intense.
Yeah?
It always was a competition, though. Because my brother always knew he was the fastest, but I always knew I was the strongest.
Uh-huh.
So, especially when we were in high school, like, I would play on the defensive line, and he was playing quarterback.
Uh-huh.
And every time my pops had to take me out of practice, I was trying to take his head off.
Maybe
did something that morning that made me, man, I'm trying to come get him.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, and I guess, you know, yeah, I mean, I keep asking him about your football family, but, like, it has to be, you know, with a dad who played so long in the NFL, it just had to be, I'm guessing, all football all the time. Like,
that's what it was. I had, man, growing up, actually, I got showed a baby picture, like me just holding a football right when I was born. Like,
uh-huh.
Two footballs laying on that. I mean, it's just all it ever has been. Just even with my mom and my grandma and my dad's mom, I mean, it's just always been football, talking about football.
Yeah.
Never really talking really about basketball or nothing like that.
Right.
Just always. Then I had a big brother play at Arkansas.
Yeah, that's right. Keith Jackson.
Uh-huh. You know, so me looking up at him, we about the same stature, same height.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm always wanted to be kind of like him growing up.
Sure.
When it came to football. So.
Sure.
Definitely had it.
That's great. Well, I appreciate the chat. All right. Thanks, Kenny.
Appreciate you.